Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. Today is Friday, September 18th already, and I sure hope everyone has been having a really good summer. Everybody knows I'm in the Seattle area, and it's been just beautiful and really, really, really warm out here, unusually warm, but we finally did get some rain. So believe it or not, in Seattle, we're pretty darn happy to see the rain. So anyway, I want to thank you again for joining us, and tonight we have a very special show. We have Jared Barry with us, and Jared has been our guest before, but we haven't seen him for a couple of years. So we were kind of wondering, what has Jared Barry been up to? So just a little history on Jared. He's actually a well-established hip-hop artist, and coming back after a two-year hiatus, Jared has a new single and album on the way. So Jared is now 17 with even more life experiences, and he plans to crush the scene with his new experimental rap persona. I'm very excited to hear more, and without further ado, I'm going to welcome in my friend and pal Jared. Good evening, Jared. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm just great. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. It's pretty good out here.
Excellent. So you have been gone for a while, a couple of years.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been doing in the last couple of years, my dear?
Well, living life, being a teenager, getting in trouble, getting out of trouble. Well, you know, I've been slowly but surely plotting my arrival back into music, and I've been writing and everything for the past couple of years, but nothing really seemed right. I honestly probably wrote for like 5 or 6 albums, and just nothing was sounding right. I didn't know how I wanted to approach it, and I didn't know how I wanted to go about it until I moved down to North Carolina in the summer, and I met one of my cousins for the first time down there, and
he listened.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. He's a really good kid. Shout out to Tammy. But he listened to my interviews on YouTube, listened to my music, and he was just astonished at why I stopped, I up and stopped. So he was a pretty big inspiration behind that, and then shout out to my cousin Amber from down there. She actually showed me a young Seattle rapper by the name of Sam LaChow. And as soon as I heard Sam, I was like, nope, back to it.
That is fantastic. It sounds like that's just what you needed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? To just get back into what you do best, you know. I've said this from the first time I heard your music and actually from the first time we even spoke a few years ago. I thought that you just had it. I really believe that that now. And I was really surprised when I hadn't seen you for a little bit, you know. So Sam kind of got the spark back in, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, him and Gifted Gab and all of them. I'm actually trying to bring my hype back to the level that it used to be, my fan base and everything, and then I'm hoping that I can get in touch with their managers and get a song with them for the future.
Awesome.
Oh,
you must
yeah.
just
I'm
really, really, really excited. That is really cool.
Oh, I am very excited.
So how did you meet Sam? How did that all happen?
I didn't actually meet him. I heard his music and like the whole 80 Bars EP, and one of my really favorite things that he's doing in Seattle right now is his, what is it called? Young Seattle series, I'm pretty sure. It's like Young Seattle Part 1, 2, all that.
Nice.
And that's actually what gave me the inspiration around my area because around me, I live, I'm going to say, a good 45 minutes away from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And my area has so many amazing artists, like just so many. So I decided to go about myself to create an album by the name of Fish Jelly. That is the actual name of my album. But
right,
it's going,
I know that.
it's going to be titled Fish Jelly, and I'm going to actually have a
ton of collaborations with only artists around here. They're all getting some spotlight. I'm going to push the album as hard as I can, and they're all going to share it and all that. It's just, I think it's going to be a beautiful thing. And one thing that I actually plan on doing, I had a buddy of mine, Hassan. He was he was just an absolutely amazing hip-hop artist, but he had passed away last year. And he, I remember on the phone with him one night, we were writing and rapping back and forth to each other, and he told me that his dream, he's actually spoken with a doctor that had said that he can, like, he was crippled, he couldn't walk.
Okay.
And he's spoken with a doctor that said if he can make the money somehow, he could do a surgery that's not a 100% surgery, but he could do it, and it could possibly fix his leg. So he told me, he expressed to me his feelings and everything about it and how he's got to do this, like it's now or nothing. And I can tell you one thing, Hassan blew me out of the water. If you think I'm a good artist, you need to hear Hassan. And that's one thing that I'm doing. I'm going to work with a producer, and I'm going to have him sample some songs from Hassan and some songs that me and Hassan did together, and I'm going to get him on the album, because the person can die, but you can't kill talent. That is my thing.
And you know what? People do live on in other ways, and this would be through song, right?
Oh, definitely. And I'm going to make sure people hear him.
I love it. You know what? You're right. And I love, you know, the first word that came to my mind, Jared, when you're telling me the story, is the word beautiful. The word beautiful just popped into my head. The word that you just said, in conjunction with this project, it's going to be beautiful. And that's going to mean the world to his family.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, I really do. And I know that me and Hassan had a falling out, and we didn't talk there for a while. But if he can hear me somehow, I miss you, brother. And I'm going to make you proud with this album.
That is amazing. I am so excited about this. This is going to be just like so awesome, you know?
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. And the reason that I put, I'm more of an experimental artist as of right now is because that I'm actually going to do a lot of cross-genre music on this next album. Like, I'm going to be working with some folk singers, some rock singers, some pop singers, some other rappers, some poets. Some poets are going to feature on the album. And I'm going to have a section for artists around here, the painters and everything, where they can, it's probably what the cover art's going to be, honestly, is a collage of arts from around here. And it's just going to be this one big collaboration album. It's not even really my album. It's an album from everyone around here that doesn't get to shine like Pittsburgh artists do.
Exactly. And the only other Pittsburgh artist that I know of, and, you know, I'm 3,000 miles away from you guys, is, of course, you. And then Jordan York, right? He's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. He's actually doing really well for himself right now.
He is. I do keep up with all the people that I interview over the years, you know, and I understand that he's doing really well.
Yeah, I saw a few good things for him. So that's really well for him. I'm proud of artists from Pennsylvania in general doing their thing. Now, I mean, I don't have anything against Pittsburgh, don't get me wrong, but I do think that artists that aren't from Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania need to shine some.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow, it sounds like you just have, you know what I love? I love that you have a plan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I know how determined you are. I know that you have all this positivity and passion. We've talked about that before. The passion for your craft. And you're just going to do great. And it, you know what it sounds like? It's going to be so much work, but it's going to be so much fun work. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, I know.
Fun, right?
Yeah, but the only downfall behind all this is the fact that I have to move again November 1st to go back down to North Carolina. So I actually have a studio already there. Like, there's a studio in the town that I'm going, and I'm going to record all the rest of my album there. And I'm going to be basically working with everybody from up here while I'm down there. And it's hopefully I could still come to college up here and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it all just works out really well. That's all I'm praying for, all I'm hoping for, is that my main goal for this album is that everybody gets heard. That's all I want. I want their fan bases to grow. I want them to be able to say, wow, I was proud of that.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be so interesting and not something that everybody else is doing, right?
Oh, no. I don't know anybody that's done that, like an actual whole collaboration album to put everybody on. Like, I'm probably most definitely wrong. I'm sure people have done it, but not to my knowledge.
I've talked to a lot of artists over the years, and I really, sitting here thinking about it, I really can't remember anything even close that anybody's ever talked to me about.
Hopefully it turns out to be a good thing.
Well, I know that if you're involved in it, it will be a good thing.
Thank you.
No, I think he's just super talented. And, you're so young and you have so much passion and got that drive, you know, and that's what you need to succeed.
Yeah, I'm hopefully going out to Pittsburgh tomorrow, actually, with, I don't know if you remember or if you ever talked with Billy Wolf.
Yes, I do remember Billy Wolf. Absolutely. I interviewed Billy Wolf, I think, at least twice.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I don't know where my mind went. But
no, I know for sure once, and we might have had a show scheduled, oh, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. And then we couldn't coordinate a time, but I have talked to Billy Wolf. He was 15, I think, at the time.
Well, actually, no, he's 15 now.
He's 15 now, that's right. Okay, so he was, like, really, really, really young back then. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so tell me about that.
Oh, he's passed me up since my time off, I can tell you that much. And nobody has really heard any of his new... I don't think anybody's heard his new music besides me. I'm not 100% sure on that. But I know that I've heard his new music, and all I can just say is, wow. That is a talented individual. He has been working with If out of Pittsburgh. He's a producer out of Pittsburgh, and they're just blowing me away. He's got music videos on the way. He's already performed twice in Pittsburgh at some pretty big venues.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, we're supposed to go out to Pittsburgh tomorrow for Mac Miller's homecoming weekend, and his manager had said that he hopes, if I'm like one of the only Pittsburgh artists you know, like around here, you've probably never heard of Chu Jackson.
I have not.
He just dropped an album called Broken Hearts Make Money, and it's out of Mac Miller's record label, Remember Music, and it's a very talented piece. Like, that is just a very unique way of rap music. And Chu Jackson is really good friends with Billy's manager, and we're hoping to go there tomorrow to meet Chu and hopefully meet Mac. So if it all goes well, which my luck is, I probably just jinxed it, knock on wood.
Oh, no, you got to think positive, kiddo. It's going to go great.
Oh, I hope so. I'm really hoping so. But, yeah, we're going to hopefully get to hang out with Mac and Chu and, greet.
That is awesome. That's going to be very cool.
Oh, yeah. So, I'll probably post a picture on Twitter or Facebook of me and Billy with Chu and Mac, probably.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be so much fun.
Oh, I know. I'm really excited.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. So how long are you up here in the Pittsburgh area for? Like a few weeks?
Until November 1st.
November 1st, okay. And then you're going to school in North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm going to finish high school down in North Carolina.
Okay.
And then come back up to Pennsylvania for college. And
excellent.
But I see, I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to stay in North Carolina. I turn 18 on November 13th, so
okay.
I might come back up here to finish school. I mean, my senior year has been kind of wild so far.
Right. Wow. You are just a busy, busy, busy young guy.
Oh, I know.
But in a good way, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell me about the song, Thursday.
Oh, Thursday is the first single off of Fish Jelly.
I love it. I mean, I really do love it.
See, I was, I don't know what I was thinking. I put the preview out, and I listened to it, and when I actually sat down and listened to it, I totally mismixed it. I did the mixing and mastering. I did the lyrics. I did... The only thing that I didn't do was produce the track. That was produced by V1 or 1V. I'm not sure. But they're really good at what they do. But they produced it. I rapped on it. And then when I mixed it, you can hear a little bit of sound in the background at the beginning and end. Now, I promise you, you will not hear that when the whole single comes out. And another surprise, a good friend of mine is featuring on the single, and his name is Billy Wolf.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, he was really surprised when I sent him the track. He told me that he can't believe how well that I still sound after being gone for so long.
I'm telling you, just getting better and better, you know. And two years is a long time. It really kind of is a long time, but in a lot of ways it really isn't. You know?
Oh, I know.
And we all change, right, and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at your age, I mean, you just have your whole life, basically, you know? You got your whole life to look forward to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, it sounds like things are really moving along, and just, I'm really, really happy for you.
Oh, I'm very excited and hope that everything goes as planned.
And you know what? I think it will. I really do. I really think it will.
Thanks.
And I want to tell
you
that I have...
That's all I'm about is positive vibes. Positive vibes and love.
Absolutely. And we have a tweet I wanted to share with you. My very good friend, Coco Mao, who's a designer out of New York City, just said, yes, I'm enjoying him. So she's totally enjoying our interview very much. And she loves hip-hop.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. She's very sweet. Thank you for listening, CMA. So she's on your, in your neck of the woods out there in the big city, in the Big Apple.
Yeah.
So, pretty close.
That's
right?
The one place that I'd like to visit.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic. You haven't been there yet?
No, I haven't.
You'll get there.
I'm hoping. I would really like to go out there and perform sometime when my fan base grows that way. I've been talking to a New York artist. He actually wants to collaborate with me, and I'm down for it, but I'm just kind of busy right now with the whole album.
Right.
Once I finish recording for the album and everything, like my verses and all that, then send them off to get recorded, then I can start doing some side things.
Right. You know what? Don't spread yourself so thin. You know, that would be my only advice to you, Jared.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't, like, make all these plans and, your schedule is so tight, right, that it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Try to just fit everything in that you can and do as much as you can, but just don't, you know, don't spread yourself so thin, and things will
don't
definitely
don't wear myself
come.
Out again like I did last time.
Exactly, because, like with everything in life, if you know, we all get to that point where it's total burnout, you know, and maybe that happened to you, I don't know. But,
it did. I just sat.
It did.
I was in the studio one night recording, and I just sat down, and I was like, you know what? I'm taking a break.
Oh, no. But you know what? That's a good thing, because look at all the good things that have come out, you know, from that break, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's actually, I've done a lot of growing as a person and an artist.
I'm so proud of you. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
I know we're just going to hear so much more from you, and it just sounds to me like you're definitely on the right track, and you just have some really, really exciting things coming up, Jared.
Oh, most definitely.
That is excellent. So is there anything else you'd like to share with everyone at this time?
Whoever's listening, I love you. Make sure there's not a certain date yet, but in the next couple months I'm going to say make sure you download Thursday. And I'm going to make sure that it's free for everyone. I'm not going to make anyone buy it. But,
sweet.
It's going to be the first single off of Fish Jelly. Wait for more to come on that. And stay tuned for more interviews and TV interviews, shows, blah, 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 all that good stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. And I'm going to share this clip from SoundCloud that you sent me to my friend, who I was just telling you about, Coco Mao, on Twitter, if that's okay with you.
Oh, no. Share it with everyone.
Awesome. I will. And can you let everyone know, Jared, where they can find you online?
You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram. Those are the only things that come to mind. Oh, or you could just Google me, Jared Berry. I mean, things will come up. I know that if you Google me now, it won't be as hot as it was a couple of years ago, but we're going to change that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's J-A-R-R-O-D. And his last name is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y.
Yes.
Well, you sound great, Jared. You really do. And I'm so excited for you. Everything is going to be so amazing because I think that what you're planning, it's just going to be so great, you know. And you have some good people in your corner. And I know your family support is good and your friends love and care about you. And you have some really cool fans out there. And you'll be getting some new fans, too, along the way, which is going to be great.
Yeah, and hopefully we can all spread some love and positivity out to the world because as of right now, I'm going to say it needs it pretty bad.
Oh, my goodness. I can definitely agree with you on that, my friend. Absolutely. Well, Jared, you're just a real sweetheart, and you know from my heart I always wish you the best.
Oh, thank you. Same to you, honestly. I thank you for always giving us artists the time out of your day to interview us and get us out there a little more. I love the show, honestly.
Thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure. And thank you so much for being my very special guest tonight. And we will definitely do this again, Jared.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, listen, you have a good weekend. And
you too.
Have fun.
Hey, you too. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Jared. Bye. So again, everyone, that was Jared Barry. And he really is just a super, super, super talented young man. And like we said, you can Google him, find him on Facebook and Twitter. And if you go to my Twitter page, at Catherine NC, S-E-A, I will share with you some more information about him. So thank you so very much for listening. And since I have a couple minutes left, I also wanted to say thank you so much to my friends for listening. And I also want to say to my friend Coco Mao, thank you for tuning in tonight, my dear. I know I haven't had a show for a while, so I appreciate you taking the time. And if you guys want to check out Pet Monarchy, it's P-E-T-M-O-N-A-R-C-H-Y, and she is a true designer, so you can check her out right on Twitter or Facebook, probably Instagram, knowing her. She's social media diva. So, Jared Barry, thank you again, and you guys all have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.